time for Donnie Football's Game Balls. He gives out three of his balls to the most deserving players who contributed to a victory. Steelers win by 8. They hold on late. They go for over 400 yards of offense. They have a special team score. A lot of different candidates here. Let's see where Donnie goes with this one. He was watching this one at home after doing Fan Game Day Live with Mark Cabali and Jason Mackey.
Donnie, before you start, Pony, he made an admission to us, too. And I think our guy's getting older. How old are you now, Donnie? You just had
29,
a birthday.
29.
You're speaking like a guy who's about to hit his 30s. You know why? Because you admitted to us you were looking forward to watching the game from the comfort of your couch. You're getting out of those roaring 20s where you want to go there and booze it up with your buddies in the gravel lot and all that stuff. And now you're understanding that being a boring home buddy when you watch these games is actually quite nice.
But I think that's also the sign that he's a true Pittsburgher, because Pittsburgh sports fans hate the night games.
Well, Alex went yesterday.
Well, congratulations on all her success. Did she have fun?
Yeah, she said it was a kind of a boring game. I was like, what are you talking about? They were going up and down the field. She goes, well, they weren't turning it into touchdowns. So she knows ball.
Very critical.
Well, ball knower.
Man, we haven't had a call that was that critical all show.
Well, I mean, you've seen the way Alex critiques anything involving me. Are you that surprised?
All right, Donnie, game ball number 3.
By the way, I think it's also tough when it's back-to-back-to-back night
AAU
games
AAU national
home.
Champions. Sorry.
Good point.
A couple of honorable mentions in here. I mean, there were a lot of options to go around. I mean, the Giants even had, I thought, a lot of options. A couple of their defensive guys. Okereke had a huge game. If they would have ended up winning, that play that he made on Wilson maybe standing up as the biggest play in the game.
The punch, he stole T.J. Watt's move.
Yeah, I mean, Darius Slayton, a big game. Najee Harris and Russell Wilson also had very big games, but they just miss out for me.
Okereke punched Wilson in the face before his fist got to the ball there,
which I think will be a penalty someday soon.
I'm starting to come around as I belittled you for saying that, and I'm starting to think you're going to end up being very prescient there.
Number 3, Don?
In a losing effort, Tyrone Tracy is going to get a game ball. This guy was running all over the vaunted Steelers defense for nearly 150 yards. He had a big touchdown that brought them right back into the game at a point in which Mark Cabali thought it was time for bed. And then right down the field did those Giants march.
Twist that knife on Cabali.
I cut him in one of my 19 fantasy leagues right before kickoff, so that shows what I know.
Since he was right about Russell Wilson, he's just very hot to trot about everything. So, I don't know. I guess he wanted to prematurely put the Giants away last night.
Did not make my PM team play of the game list, but Cam Hayward pretty much knocking out Tyrone Tracy was actually a very important play in that game.
Cam Hayward knew he knocked him like silly too, because he was immediately getting the trainers over, which is, man, you know you must have done something kind of scary when the other guy, the guy who hit you, is like, I messed that kid up. Here, come get him.
They have him at the end of the game. Maybe it's different because he was their best player and deserving of a third game ball. Number 2.
Pony knows a little something about this. Our pal Johnny the Barber knows a little bit something about this. We're going to have some surgery done here. This second ball is going to be split.
Oh, no.
Between T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith.
I had a funny feeling he was going to do that. I really did.
4 sacks. 4 tackles for loss. I think they had 8 quarterback hits. Highsmith had like 6 of them. He was having some fun with our
Greg
pal
Brown
at left
and
tackle.
Kevin Young just walked in here. Sorry, Donnie, but Greg Brown just made very odd eye contact.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, Pony.
Highsmith, I think, deserves basically credit for one of Watt's sacks because
he
flushed Daniel Jones directly into Watt's path. I thought Watt made a pretty terrific play when Jones took off to just cuff him by the shoe. Those guys were hugely disruptive.
They needed to be because those offensive tackles for the Giants stink, especially the left tackle was Chris Hubbard, who I forgot was even still in football.
I just want to point out, I'm going to toot my own horn because I'm nothing if not a shameless self-promoter. You guys were very ready to say Nick Herbig's the better player.
Whoa. Don't say we. I was not.
Pony was mainly ready to say Nick Herbig is the better player. He should be getting all this run. I think Alex Highsmith has done a very good job of proving to everyone in the end why He is
no,
the man over there.
No, you're not. You are actually not allowed to do this. Because you are the same person who for weeks said they need to trade Alex Highsmith for Terry McLaurin.
Well, yeah,
so
that,
if you
that's
were willing
a great football
to get
trade.
Rid of Alex Highsmith and replace him with Nick Herbig, you can't then say it would have been a
but
bad
I'm not
idea.
I'm not replacing him with Nick Herbig and just putting him on the bench. I'm adding in a guy who's having a ridiculously good year as a wide receiver. You wouldn't have a wide receiver conversation.
But you're still getting rid of Alex Highsmith. It's
for a player who is terrific at a position we all agree they still need somebody.
And thinking Nick Herbig is good enough to do the job, which is what I have said all along. So we're not really any different. I don't know why you're using
the truth
this
of the matter
now
is that Highsmith is
make,
considerably
to put
better
yourself
than Herbig.
Over.
I'm gonna put. I'm always trying
apparently
to put myself
he's,
over.
Apparently he's not that much better where you wouldn't have traded him because you couldn't wait to get the guy out of town.
Again, for Terry McLaurin, you were just saying, apropos of nothing, Nick Herbig in a vacuum better than Alex
Terry
Highsmith.
McLaurin's numbers aren't that much different than Diontae Johnson, Chris. So, I mean, how good could he possibly be?
He is in company with, like, Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson for some absurd stat this year about how good he's been.
Yeah.
So
I actually lied about that to try to make my argument better. Their numbers are really not that similar.
Nope.
All right, number one, Donnie.
Little Calvin Austin. But let's not allow that 73-yard punt return, and let's not allow that 29-yard touchdown reception blind us from the fact that I think they do indeed need to still upgrade that room. Here's why. Just keep up with the other contenders in the AFC. They're making moves left and right. Every other playoff team either has already had a loaded wide receiver room or they've made moves to make that happen. So if you want to see if Darius Slayton wants to get right back on a plane here, you can. A couple of other options out there. The offense looks good right now. I understand that. And we can, appreciate the efforts of Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin. Imagine that offense with an upgrade at wide receiver. They still got to make a move, I think.
For Darius Slayton.
But it would it be such an oversight now where you'd still want to come in the day after the trade deadline and rip Omar Khan to shreds if they don't do it?
I would be bugged if they didn't do anything. If they just stood pat and said, no, we're good with what we have.
Tony, you're also, I think you're falling victim to something here that I'll give our tweeters credit for. They are trying to think of football as a game where the injury rate's 100%. You might be saying after that game, watching the core of receivers they had, hey, I'm a prisoner of the moment. What if any one of them, especially Pickens, gets hurt?
No, I agree with that. But like my working hypothesis on them for months has been if they don't trade for another wide receiver, they can't win a playoff game or win playoff games. I no longer feel that way. You came on the air and said we got to talk big boy football, and you didn't have the caveat or the qualifier provided they trade for another wide receiver. You just came out and said you think they can win multiple playoff games. And that's without a guarantee, unless Omar Khan called you before the show and said, Chris, I'm here to placate you and pacify you. I will absolutely trade for a guy. It's just not your buddy Diontae Johnson because of some arcane NFL rule that prevents me from doing so.
I think I'd rather have Slayton than almost any of those guys that were realistically available. I think they can win multiple playoff games. I think it becomes considerably easier to do so if you go Pickens, Slayton, Jefferson, Austin, 1-4.
Donnie's game balls. He did.
So we're at the halfway point really quick here going into the bye week. T.J. Watt has 2.5 game balls because we had to saw one in half here.
Yep.
Justin Fields, the only other Steeler with more than one. He has 2. I think I'm a little surprised that Russell Wilson hasn't gone 2-for-2 in game balls. I think you could – I know he fumbled yesterday, which was a big negative play
in
the game.
We'll see what grade Donnie gives him later in PM Team Professors. Maybe he's going to get a big deduction for that.
Donnie is really – you know what Donnie's trying to do? He is known as the football guy, and I think he's trying to establish his bona fides there. When he feels like an opposing player deserves one, he does not shirk that. He gives the player their props.